Hello, this is the 11th in our series of audio talks based on the liturgy, The Stations of the Resurrection, from the Church of England Resources, Times and Seasons. They are a record of personal encounters that people had with our risen Lord, and in sharing these reflections we can ourselves draw near and encounter the risen Lord for ourselves. Let us take a moment of quiet. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Bring forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Jesus said, "This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." We have now a reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Over the years, Thomas has been given the nickname of Doubting Thomas because he doubted the other apostles' account of Jesus showing himself to them in the upper room after the resurrection. That's a little unfair, really, because earlier in John 11, Thomas showed great courage and devotion when the other disciples didn't want to go to Bethany because the Jews had threatened to stone Jesus. But Thomas says, "Let us also go that we may die with him." He also asked Jesus one of the most famous questions in the Bible in John 14, verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" The amazing thing was that Jesus knew all about Thomas and his absence the week before. He knew all about his doubts and his questions. It was such a big doubt in his mind. Had Jesus really risen from the dead? I think it was very much part of Thomas's character and personality to want to see for himself. And he was prepared to be honest with Jesus and to ask questions. So Jesus speaks almost the identical words, answering point for point. First, put your finger here, see my hands. Secondly, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Thirdly, stop doubting and believe. In response to the words of Jesus and his loving gaze, Thomas gives this amazing affirmation of who he believes Jesus is, "My Lord and my God." His response when he is confronted with the risen Lord is total commitment, because that's the only response to total belief. Surely, any man or woman who acknowledged Jesus as truly Lord and God can never really be called Doubting Thomas again. Do you know, I'm so glad Thomas was not with the disciples that first time. How gracious of God to allow us a glimpse into the world of a man who had genuine doubts. He is very much our representative in that room, because Thomas expresses the feelings we may have had. Thomas asks the difficult questions we may want to ask. Thomas wanted proof, as we may well do. He stands there in this story for me and for you, with his doubts and our doubts. Because we all have doubts at one time or another. We wonder if there is even a God sometimes when there is such suffering, and the world disaster of this coronavirus pandemic, with family members dying, people losing their jobs, suffering the isolation of lockdown, people going hungry, and the fear of being sick and the economic worries and uncertainty. Maybe we even doubt our salvation. We doubt that God has come into our lives, and we doubt the Holy Spirit really lives in us. And sometimes we doubt we will even be good enough to go to heaven. We doubt God could really love me. Yet the Bible shows us that the one who sows the seeds of doubt is Satan, as he did with Eve in Genesis chapter 3. Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The author Oswald Chambers said, "The root of sin is the belief that God is not good." And this was the devil's chief weapon in Eden and continues to be his chief weapon now. We may occasionally doubt the goodness of God, but on Good Friday we see the one place where God's goodness has been clearly shown: on the cross. A God who loved us enough to die for us just has got to be good. So we don't have to fight doubt or feel guilty for having doubts, but simply bring our doubts to the cross of Christ. I am sure Christ understood that his disciples would have doubts, but he also knew, despite their fears, that deep down they really wanted to believe. Doubts can, in fact, make us better people and make us stronger in our faith when we bring them to the one who says, "Ask, seek, knock." We may have doubting Thomas moments, but it's at the cross that our doubts are satisfied and our questions answered. When we face doubts of our own, it's so encouraging and comforting to know a man just like us stood in the presence of Jesus, knowing full well the Lord knew every single doubt he had, and yet he was still accepted and loved. The other 10 disciples had had a group encounter, but Jesus graciously gives Thomas a personal encounter. He focuses his attention fully on Thomas, and that's what he offers to each one of us, individually and separately today. A personal encounter with the risen, scarred Son of God. His attention is wholly focused on you, and he invites you to reach out and touch him, to take that giant leap from doubt to certainty, from faith to belief, to finding and experiencing the many blessings that result. So please don't let any doubts you have cause you to stop believing in Jesus or turn away from him. God really does understand and longs to gently lead you from a place of doubt to a place of belief. He invites you to be honest with yourself and to be honest with him, and bring every doubt you have. And come, as the famous hymn goes, "Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." Amen. A collect. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Father God, we praise and bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for you come to us even in our doubting. Through the sovereign work of your Spirit and the loving service of your people, continue to reveal yourself where doubt is stronger than faith. And so, God, we pray for those who today feel doubts, anxieties, and worries flooding their minds. We pray that your Holy Spirit of comfort will bring them to a place where they can rest in the sure and certain knowledge of your loving presence. We pray that our own doubts will be overcome as we look to the risen Lord Jesus, who is alive forevermore. To you, Lord Jesus, whose resurrection body bears the murderous marks of the cross, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. And we praise you, Lord, that we can celebrate and remember today the 75th anniversary of VE Day, when we mark the end of World War II in Europe. We give you thanks for the men and women who sacrificed their lives all those years ago in order to keep this country free. May the televised address from the Queen later this evening inspire us all to keep going during this new battle we face as we fight against the coronavirus. Bless all the other activities going on that day, and may we all be encouraged by knowing your loving presence is with us all the time. Amen. A final acclamation. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Amen. Thank you for listening today. The next Resurrection Station on this telephone number, 01634 540 655, will be available on Monday the 11th of May. And we also have a new talk next Monday on the other telephone line, 01634 540 650. Every blessing. Amen.